This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we've got the name Free Talk Live. So give us a call at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Derek.
And Jay.
And, yeah. Coming to you live if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time. Chances are very, very good. The Free Talk Live is live. Now, recently we were just at Freedom Fest, so you probably, if you've been listening the last 5 days or so, you've heard some of those episodes. And they feel live because they're recorded more or less.
Were they all recorded this time?
Yes, all the whole thing as far as I know.
Yeah. Because I texted you a couple questions. And I thought, because it sounded like it was live, I was listening to them. And those are some of my favorite Free Talk Live episodes, is when you're, like, at Fork Fest and
just someplace.
And when you're just interviewing all these interesting people. Those are definitely the best ones, I think. And I tend to go through and listen to those and download them, like, if I'm going to be working somewhere all day or driving or something like that.
The fun part is that we're confronted by, you know, people that we would not otherwise be speaking to.
Right.
People who wouldn't pick up the phone and call us at 855-450-3733, because so few people are going to do that. Maybe one out of 1,000 listeners is ever going to pick up the phone and call, and maybe one out of 100 of them will call regularly. So, you know, that first call is unlikely. The second, third, and fourth calls are even more unlikely. So when we are at some event, we're talking to people that we wouldn't otherwise be speaking to. And, you know, what's interesting, especially in my opinion in radio, is when you get to get a sort of a clash of ideas. And at no point are people going to completely agree on ideas. Jay, you and I don't have the same ideas on everything.
Nope.
And that's fine.
That's why we can have interesting conversations, too, because somebody who agrees with you on everything is kind of boring.
Right.
After a little while.
After a little while. It's really fun to find that radio program where somebody agrees with you, and then once you do, you're not going to listen for very long because all they're doing is telling you the things that you already know to be true. Why would you listen to that? You're not learning anything. All it's doing is validating you a little bit. So you've got to be able to learn something, and if you can't learn through... But, you know, one of the ways to learn is learning through conflict. So there you go. Jay, you've got a story from ZeroHedge.com about the reserve status of the United States dollar or something?
Well, you know, yes. So most of my life I've been, you know, anti-fiat money. I've always been very pro-sound money. And personally, I think the only sound money really is a blockchain, decentralized blockchain type of money.
Because there are a lot of people who would call blockchain and cryptocurrency a fiat currency. Now, a fiat currency is obviously established by a government. And some people would say that the U.S. dollar is not backed by anything. Other people would say it's backed by, you know, the United States military, or it's backed by the fact that the United States takes it for taxes, or they got a whole spiel out there.
Backed by faith and a threat of bombs and guns, as far as I'm concerned.
I think that, you know, when it comes, when I think about what the United States dollar is backed by, to me, what it's backed by is the ability to pay in the future. And either they have the ability to pay in the future or they don't. And if they claim your labor, which they clearly do, then they're going to claim the labor of your children. They're going to claim the labor of your grandchildren. They're claiming all of this stuff. And that's how they're able to continue their debt cycle. We currently, United States government claims, has been claiming people's labor for so long that we are currently paying interest on debt from before the Civil War. The 1820s. I really should look at the number and figure it out. But somewhere during the Jackson administration, he had fought off the Second National Bank. This is his second term. During his second term, he managed to fight off the Second National Bank, destroy it, and 1 year they paid off the debt in full, or maybe down to $40,000. But either way, we'll call it in full. So pretty much since then, debt's been piling up. And that's probably in the 1810s or the 1820s. So you can just go ahead and do the math. For 200 years now, the United States debt has been piling up. So you're currently paying debts from people who are like your great, 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 great grandparents. And the things that they wanted, that they got.
And those people probably didn't consent to the debt.
They didn't, but I mean.
Nobody alive today certainly did.
Well, yeah, I guess there's some politicians that did. But when people advocate, somebody was advocating for a government program back then. And that person advocated for debt put upon you. And maybe you're fine with that. Like, I'm a full-grown adult. I can handle this debt or whatever it is that you feel like. But don't forget, at one point you were a baby. And these people looked at that baby and they said, there's future revenue. And that takes a cold-hearted, disgusting individual. Because currently, what you're doing, my son's 11 years old. When he has a child, you're advocating that that child pay your debts because you're a stinking loser and you can't pay your own debts. You don't need the government to come out and make claims on my grandchild.
They're using that as an asset to say that you know, we can pay this debt back because we have the ability to forcibly extract the money from your grandchild, right? But I don't know if we really can say that the government can't borrow, that we have to consent for the government to borrow money. We're not getting the money. We're not a party to the money they're borrowing.
Right. You know, but they've never asked me.
To be paying it, right? I mean, I don't have any. I can't control whether Microsoft borrows money or Amazon borrows money.
Right.
And the U.S. government is just some big corporation.
That's all it is.
Out there that can.
It's a charity, actually.
Let them, yeah.
And the thing is, too, when it comes to the debt of your babies, don't register them with the state. That's where this is all created. It's in the birth registration process. Just don't do it. And, you know, well, a lot of people are really afraid to do that. But
my kid doesn't have a Social Security number.
You know, I actually personally know probably about, 25 or 30. Some of them are 25 years old right now that don't have birth documents. Some of them are 5 years old. Some of them are several months old. I mean, that's growing. I met babies in Colorado, Arizona, here in New Hampshire, Massachusetts. That doesn't even count the Amish. You know, a lot of the Amish aren't signing up for slavery. They're not registering their babies. They're having them at home and just, you know, it's nobody's business. And this is what it all comes is creating this certificated person. There's Curtis Richard Kallenbach. His website, Curtis Richard Kallenbach, XYZ. Really gets into this whole certificated person stuff with the whole New Deal of 1933, and that's where they started essentially enslaving people, and that's where your modern-day birth certificates are derived from and all this stuff.
The income tax came around in 1913, so the income tax existed. That's a tax on people's future labor.
Well, income is defined as the profit or gain of a corporation, and a certificated person also fits the definition of a corporation. And a man or woman is functioning as a certificated person without even knowing they're functioning as a certificated person.
It's not that I can't prove or disprove these theories, but I can say.
Kallenbach really dives into this. He actually does these conference calls where he says, all right, guys, he sends out an email. These are the words that we're going to go over. Have your 5th edition Black's 5th edition law dictionary marked off, bookmarked to each one of these words, and these are the words we're going to study, because we're going to study, you know, marriage licenses and what happens when you get a marriage license, and all these words on a marriage license from an Illinois marriage license, that's where he lives, so he just uses stuff from Illinois, but they're all very similar wording.
Sure.
And it's amazing when you listen to these calls. He does them every Tuesday night, and I've been listening. I haven't listened to the guy much in the past, you know, couple years, because I've been, you know, occupied and stuff, but I still get his emails and read what's going on. It's pretty interesting.
So I had a friend who died very recently, and she and her live-in boyfriend were unmarried because, in part, they didn't believe in state marriages.
Yep.
And when she died, he couldn't say anything legally about the disposition of her remains. Now, fortunately, for whatever reason, her mother decided, her father's died, her mother decided to allow him to, you know, help with the arrangements. But if she didn't want him to, there would have been nothing he could have said. And I mean, I don't believe in state marriages either, but I can say, this is an issue that probably isn't addressed very often. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. As in Free Talk Live, I'd love to hear your comments on that. 855-450-FREE. Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. I think this is our first live show in close to a week. Free Talk Live was at Freedom Fest.
Yeah, because last Wednesday there was no live show, so that's correct.
And we went to Freedom Fest, then Anarcho Vegas, and it's basically been shows that were what we call live to tape is probably the best way to describe them. They sound live if you're listening, but if you call in, we're not there. We're doing lots of interviews and things like that. As a matter of fact, one of the interviews we did was with Ernest Hancock. Ernest Hancock runs Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. freedomsphoenix.com. If you are like me and simply cannot spell Phoenix, no matter how many times you try, you can just use a search engine and it'll fill it in for you.
O-E-N-I-X.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I can't do it, but I just can't do it. At least I don't spell it with an F, right? freedomsphoenix.com. Guys, we were talking about marriage certificates, state marriage certificates here at the end of the last segment, and during the break it was a topic of conversation. And before we go on with the story about the United States dollar and its world reserve currency status, I just wanted to get your thoughts. You didn't have any chances to react to my point that, hey, a friend died recently. She wasn't married with a state marriage. She had a live-in boyfriend or whatever. And as a result, they had no idea that she was going to die. She was 34 years old. Nobody expects a 34-year-old woman to die. And he had no way of determining for sure how the arrangements would go and, you know, what the disposition would be. She hasn't really been in strong contact with her family for a couple of decades now. So her mother, a woman with whom she does not share a life, does not hasn't been in that strong a communication with for a long time, is the one who's going to determine, fortunately she's being very reasonable about it, but is the one who's going to determine what happens as a result. Now, there's going to be a memorial service nearby. Thank goodness. Everybody's going to go for the viewing and, you know, everything like that. So it's going to be normal. But if she wanted, people get weird around death. If she wanted the mother to make this difficult, she could.
Yeah, the strange thing about marriage and marriage licenses to me is that...
Do you have a marriage license with your wife?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that was, I wasn't really...
What's your excuse?
Well, I wasn't quite as awake at that time.
Yeah, well, my excuse, if you want an excuse, is that I got a $5,000 surgery out of the deal. My wife was working for the state of Florida at the time, and if all I had to do was sign the little piece of paper, and off we went. My one form of protest was in the town in which... The county in which I was given a certificate, they wanted my race, and I just don't. I'm not comfortable with that whole shtick and rigmarole around race, so I refuse to give it.
How would you know what your race is?
Yeah. How can you answer that question in an operative fashion? Well, here's one. They actually had on the list of race business. Laura and I both claim to be of the race business on our marriage certificate, and that's how we got our marriage certificate in, I think it's Sarasota County.
I claim to be a Native American on a college application.
You were born here, right?
Well, I'm native to this land they call America, so, I mean, I looked up the words in the dictionary, and I just came to the realization I fit that description, so, you know, I used it.
Yeah, there you go. It's
nobody questioned it. I don't even think they looked at it, to be honest with you, but and that's just for their statistics, you know.
So, if somebody's suggested that a living will might be useful in this circumstance, and it might be, I wouldn't claim one way or the other. Maybe you can avoid a marriage certificate with a living will. I don't know. I'm not an attorney.
Yeah, or some other written contract. I mean, the marriage is the...
It's a contract.
Yeah, I mean, it's the religion and the government getting together. I mean, there's, you know, people talk about the division of government.
Well, government's become the religion. The government is a religion now. There are people that are so devout about this religion that is called the state that they will literally shoot you because you have a flag with a porcupine on it, and instead of the flag that says "Don't tread on me," instead of the flag with a rattlesnake. I have a good friend. He got shot because somebody worshipped the state so much and was so pissed off that the Gadsden flag didn't have the rattlesnake. It was molested and had a porcupine on it.
Insane.
But there are people like that all the time. When I was at these truck pulls and I would not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, Oh, man, do those people give me a hard time. I mean, like, get in my face, big old boys, you know, it might hurt me. And they were just like, they thought it was despicable that I didn't stand. Because I, you know, it would be like not praying for Allah or to Mecca in front of a whole bunch of, you know, extremist Muslims. It's kind of like the same thing.
There's a pickup truck in my area that drives around, and they have they have two flags on the back of their pickup truck up there waving, you know, way above the cab. One is a Gadsden flag, the other is an American flag. Don't tread on me, and here's the people that are going to tread on you.
Right. They're together. Yeah. Well, where I'm from in Florida, you're just as likely to see a Confederate flag flying alongside a U.S. flag at the back of a pickup truck, which I find to be fascinating.
Yeah, just give me a state. I don't care which one.
it's crazy. You know, like, hey, you know those governments fought, right?
And that's another thing that Curtis Richard Kallenbeck gets into in a lot of his stuff is that the state is a religion. And the First Amendment basically says that Congress cannot interfere with your religion. So if you are a willingly participating in a religion called the state of whatever, then you're subject to it and you're subject to its jurisdiction. And if they, you know, use extortion to get money from you, that's part of the religious activities of the state. And so therefore, Congress can't interfere with that. It's a First Amendment protection. And yeah, it's just another theory that, you know, I've studied.
Well, if you have, they'll certainly get involved if your church has something to do with marijuana. So they don't mind that. Anyway, I think, I imagine for a second, Derek, if you will, when I attend the Republican events here in Keene, New Hampshire, I'm not just a registered Republican in New Hampshire. I'm an office-holding Republican for three terms. I was a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party. It's the lowest level that one can be elected to anything in New Hampshire, and it's only for the Republican Party. There isn't a commensurate Democratic Party position.
You were representing people.
By the way, I was elected during the primary, which is paid for by the election committee or whatever, so the town. Yep. But only the Republicans and Democrats really benefit from it. So these are private organizations that benefit from a government-paid-for election, which I don't agree with at all. But it doesn't change the fact that, I ran for office and did all this stuff. But I won't stand for the pledge either. There's a variety of reasons, and I'm putting together, a PowerPoint to explain to the people at the event why, not why they should choose not to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, but at the very least, why I don't.
I think if people just knew that it was okay not to stand for the pledge, why do people stand for the pledge? Because it wasn't okay not to when they were in third grade.
I think they love the flag, they love the country, they love the FAA teams when they fly over the Super Bowl. I mean, what do you think? The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Why do people stand for the pledge? Why do you?
Why do they stand for the judge?
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony before the House and Intel committees.
The Democrats had nothing, and now they have less than nothing. And I think they're going to lose the 2020 election very big, including congressional seats, because of the path that they chose.
Although top Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, have a little bit of a different opinion.
10 instances of obstruction, yes.
no exoneration.
A federal judge gives initial backing to the Trump administration's bid to cut off Central American asylum claims, allowing new rules released in mid-July to remain in effect while courts weigh a legal challenge against them. The new rule imposes restrictions on individuals seeking asylum in the United States if they pass through a third country on their way to the border between the U.S. and Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We take your calls. And the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com, probably the biggest website in cryptocurrency. It is the place to go for whether you need news on Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin Cash, whatever it might be. They've got it. If you're looking for to get started, they can set you right up. There's a getting started link right at the very top of the website. You go there. They've got the little videos you need to watch, just a few of them. They've got a wallet you can download. They've got the wallet will allow you to get some free cryptocurrency. They allow you to buy cryptocurrency there at Bitcoin.com. As a matter of fact, they've made it even easier to purchase cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin Cash, by going to local.bitcoin.com. You can get started trading Bitcoin Cash right there. It's local.bitcoin.com. My favorite is the news source. I'm on the Telegram group, and I get every single story they put out. They've got a real news organization there, not just reprinting stuff like so many crypto organizations do. It's bitcoin.com. So, Jay, we were trying to go into this story about the dollar losing its world's reserve currency status, and we got sidetracked there by the pledge and marriage and a whole bunch of other things. But that's what happens.
That'll happen.
Free Talk Live, yeah. So I get started here. It's an article from Zero Hedge, written by their anonymous author Tyler Durden.
So it starts off, almost 8 years ago, we first presented a chart, first created by J.P. Morgan. Morgan's Michael Kembalist, which showed very simply and vividly that the reserve currencies don't last forever, and that in the not-too-distant future, the U.S. dollar will also lose its status as the world's most important currency, since it's never different this time. Since it's never different this time.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this chart here, and it just shows the reserve currency status doesn't last forever is the idea. And it's, starts in the year 1400. It looks like somewhere around 1425. The claim is that Portugal had the world reserve currency status. Now, I couldn't tell you for sure, but a slight overlap, but then next comes Spain, who has darn close to the longest run here from something like, maybe 1525 to almost 1600. And these would be like the Spanish doubloons and the pieces of eight that we all heard about pirates having. And yeah, it crosses that right time frame for that.
In the early days of the U.S., the Spanish currency was one of the most used.
You're absolutely right. It's true. And what you could do with a piece of eight is you could split it so that you could get it up into eight pieces, is the idea, is that it had this scoring.
There's some cool silver coins that you can split in four pieces and eight pieces that I've actually obtained over the years.
And then it goes on to the Netherlands, which is a pretty short run. Shorter than the United States has had up to this point. It looks like it ends somewhere around the 1730s or thereabouts. Probably about the time that New Amsterdam was established. Because Netherlands was an important...
trade route, right?
Yeah, they're big traders. And that makes some sense. France, passing through the 1750s on into probably somewhere close to 1800, and then the pound sterling going from, say, 1800 to about 1925, and that's from Great Britain. And the United States starts at about 1925, and then the chart goes up to 2100. Now, I have no idea, none of us know, what is going to be the world's reserve currency in the year 2100.
But it's probably not permanent for the U.S.
That's the point they're trying to make is that what we need to define what the world's reserve currency status is.
And these currencies are on this chart. I assume they're all fiat, as they're given basically a value because some powerful militaries, or government forces it. But
no, not all of them. Many of them were actually this is just who was minting the bits of gold.
But they were actually sound money behind them. It wasn't like credit default swaps and fractional reserve banking. But they didn't have like a masterful financial manipulation system, 500 years ago or even 200 years ago like they have today.
It's only in the last 100 years that this idea of a debt-based currency has come about. I mean, prior to that, there was always some sort of precious metal in the money or the money represented some redeemable.
So there was precious metal in the money.
I need you right on that mic, Derek. I'm having trouble getting levels from you.
But it still could be a fiat currency, could still be in the form of precious metal because it was, the Queen of England is on that coin and that belongs to her. That coin is hers kind of thing. This is where, they come in like, the U.S. dollar, back when they took all the gold from everybody, that gold particularly isn't what we would call fiat because it was actually hard, sound currency, but it was fiat in the form of, hey, you can't own that anymore because that belongs to the United States because it says their name on it because they created it. So it was still a fiat. It was still controlled. I mean, am I wrong?
Well, I think that, I think that a fiat is probably best defined as a government currency that is not value-backed, say by metal.
So these are value-backed, obviously, older currencies.
But their status as the world's reserve currency is, for the purpose of the chart, it makes sense. It's saying this country had sort of dominion over saying, we've got the best currency.
So everybody was trading their currency at the time.
They were probably wealthy enough that you could assume they weren't going to cheat you.
Yeah. And so, that's, I think, what it comes down to. As far as the United States and its reserve currency status, it's... At this point, it's just basically people who are hoping that the U.S. continues to have good standing in the world and has the most valuable currency or whatever. And although it doesn't look like today, at this moment, that the U.S. is going to lose its status, I don't see it happening. But you never know when it's going to occur. Let's go on with the article.
Well, I'm hopeful that it is all fiats, you know, collapse and it goes to an actual cryptocurrency.
I'm with you too, but I remember when there's a currency collapse and nothing has stepped into its place yet. There's pain and suffering.
But there wasn't really anything last time there was a real currency collapse on a major scale. It wasn't, you know, even right now, I don't think enough people are using cryptocurrencies to even take over at this moment. It still needs to mature more.
I think that places like Venezuela and Iran places like this, we may see some growth in the area of cryptocurrencies because people don't really have better choices.
Well, if you listen to Dash Force News, they're always talking about all the trading going on in Dash in Venezuela, and that's how it's growing tremendously every week. Yeah.
Because they can now, right? Because you can, cryptocurrency does cross borders where it was possible to keep Britain's or France's currency out of Venezuela at one time. It would have to be physically smuggled. Now these countries that have their currency collapses can actually access these things.
Right, because we actually have, the abilities there.
Yeah.
Back to the article. As Kemblis put, in a January 2012, I am reminded of the following remark from late MIT economist Rutger Don Borsch. Crisis takes a much longer time coming than you think, and then it happens much faster than you would have thought. Yeah, and you know, ever since I've been 6 years old, people have been telling me the U.S. dollar is going to collapse, the economy's done, and I haven't seen it yet.
Well, that's the thing is that, I mean, think about the collapse of the Soviet Union. It happened inside of a week. But when we look at it now, we say, well, you know, this makes sense. Here are the factors that lined up to cause this to happen.
Yeah, they just kept on printing that money.
But whomever
it wanted it.
Whomever it was that, you know, looks at it now and says, well, it's obvious when you look at these factors. None of those people predicted it the week before. I think that would have been some pretty useful information from some prognosticator to say, the Soviet Union is going to collapse next week. Well, that's the thing about predictions is that unless you keep predicting the same collapse over and over and over again, then you're always going to be wrong. The number, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. You're going to hear me stop talking in 1 second. Prediction.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
Derek, there, not on the mic.
Eat that mic, man.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. You know, people are learning how to use microphones. And when you talk in real life, you're not used to having a thing hanging right in front of your face. You're trying to talk to the people you're talking to, and you want to get around the things so that you can communicate better. Of course, that's not the way it works on radio, and that's why you have headphones. But regardless, going on with this article here from ZeroHedge.com, I think this is it's very interesting. It's talking about the possibility of the United States losing its world reserve currency status. And if that what that means is that currently, say, China, when it buys fuel from Libya, buys oil, light sweet crude from oil, that purchase is likely denominated in U.S. dollars.
But as of a year, it can be denominated in Chinese yuan. The Shanghai Trading Exchange, Energy Exchange, started doing crude oil in yuan and not in U.S. dollars, or in U.S. dollars and added yuan right about a year ago, which was pretty interesting. And no mainstream speak of that.
And, I guess what I'm saying is that many countries are choosing to do business in U.S. dollars. And it's just because, you know, it's the same reason that I measure things in inches, even though I consider centimeters to be a better way to measure things.
It's easy to find that countries that haven't denominated their oil sales or other things in U.S. dollars in the last couple decades is which of the countries that the United States has been bombing.
Right. Yeah,
and a lot of the OPEC nations have been voicing out that they don't want to accept U.S. dollars because they understand that the U.S. just has a printing press and just can pretty much just create it out of thin air. And it's always going to be valued less.
Those OPEC nations have a religious mandate, if they're Muslim countries, and many people would say they were, that the Islamic religion has a mandate to use gold as currency. And, you know, for whatever reason, they don't.
I think the United States Constitution also mandates that for people that subscribe to that religion.
Then again, the Bible says don't steal, but the United States government still taxes people. So there you go. Going on from Zero Hedge, perhaps it's not a coincidence, then, that in the light of the growing number of mentions of MMT, Derek, what is MMT?
Modern Monetary Theory.
Okay.
I know very little about it, but it's essentially, as my understanding of it is that just print the money to pay the bills.
Borrow money, create money. Yeah.
And that also includes this universal basic income as part of this modern monetary theory stuff. You know, everybody gets a stipend. Just because you're breathing.
Fortunately, that hasn't kicked in yet. MMT and various other terminal destructive monetary policies that have been proposed to kick on the current financial system that can kick the can in the current monetary system just a little bit longer. That the topic of longevity of reserve currency status is once again becoming all the rage, and none other than J.P. Morgan's private bank asked in this month's investment strategy note whether the dollar's exorbitant privilege is coming to an end.
I don't think J.P. Morgan's a private bank. They get all the bailouts, just like all the big banks.
Well, maybe they have a subsection called, because this is capitalized here, it's called J.P. Morgan's private bank. So maybe they some such.
It's not private. That's just the name of the company.
Right. Like Federal Express. It's not federal.
Name my company Mark Edge's ability to fly. Whatever. You can do whatever you want. So why is J.P. Morgan, after first creating the iconic chart above, which has since virtually spread virally across the financial corners of the Internet, and this is a chart that sort of shows the length of time that countries had world reserves currency status, not only worried about the dollar's reserve status may be coming to an end, but in fact goes so far as to state that we believe the dollar could lose its status as the world's dominant currency, which could see it depreciate over the medium term due to structural reasons as well as cyclical impediments.
They were not otherwise expecting the dollar to depreciate over the medium term?
I think that when they're talking about depreciation, they're talking about depreciation against other currencies. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's their perspective, I guess.
And many times there's certainly a depreciation in value.
I mean, comparing fiats to fiats is, as far as I'm concerned, is just like, I don't know, you're not comparing to anything real. It's just comparing crap to more crap.
I just want the numbers to be bigger. I don't care what they're worth.
I remember going to the grocery store, I guess this would have been 20 years ago or something, and buying a loaf of bread at 99 cents a loaf. And it's darn hard to find a loaf of bread for 99 cents these days. I suppose you can do it in certain stores and sale day or something like that. But basically a loaf of bread is $2 a loaf, and the kind that my wife wants to get is $4 a loaf.
Right, but the kind your wife wants to get is organic, right?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
And there is nothing organic that's subsidized by farm subsidies.
Right.
You can't spray Roundup on it. It won't be organic if you spray Roundup on it.
Right.
And those organic guys are struggling to sell it that low. If it wasn't for all the farm subsidies,
sure,
that bread would probably be more like $8, $9 a loaf.
Yeah, I would agree with you that it's, you know, like they're the market makers.
The subsidies is hiding the inflation rate when it comes to basically anything but organic food. This is why organic food is so expensive, because the inflation rate is essentially not being hidden in organic food because the subsidies don't exist.
Yeah, among other reasons that organic beef costs significantly more. You get an organic ribeye versus a regular ribeye.
You don't have 50,000 cows, you know, jammed together in a 200-acre feedlot somewhere in Greeley, Colorado.
Yeah, I've never seen, I haven't seen how beef is done, so I can't speak to it. But I certainly have seen how pork's done. And
quite similar.
Right. The United
Factory
States
farming.
Government gives money to these farmers that have these kind of animals or whatever. And
they
then
give them to Purdue, and then Purdue basically keeps these farmers just enough money to do it again.
Right. And whereas the organic guys, they're not getting the money.
That's correct.
And so you have a situation where, one side is getting, a little stipend from the government, the other side isn't getting it, and they have to pass that on, but they're also competing against the one that is getting the subsidy. So that makes it very difficult to compete. If you're in business competing, you know, you got a gas station, another guy has a gas station, but the other guy with the gas station across the street, his rich uncle gives him, $5,000 a month just for kicks, then you're going to have a hard time competing on price against that guy because his economics are entirely different than yours.
It's like with eggs. These people sell eggs everywhere for $3 or $4 a dozen off their front porch here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I have some friends who are like, oh, my God, you'll go pay $3 a dozen? I was just at Walmart. You can buy a 24-pack for, $2.99 or $1 or something, and it works out to, 62 cents a dozen. Why would you go pay $3 a dozen? And it's just like, some people just don't get it.
It's not apples to apples.
Right.
Well, all you have to do is put them next to each other. Have you ever done this where I have had store-bought eggs in the house for whatever reason? You know, you got to get them sometimes. And just having the store-bought egg and then the one from the farm, you crack them and they're in the same thing together. I mean, the yolk just looks sickly in comparison to an egg where chickens have been running around eating insects and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I had trouble. I had trouble with the organic eggs or the good eggs because the yolk looks so different. I was like, this looks weird. There's something wrong with this.
Oh, is that kind of like the people who when you give them real maple syrup, they're like, ew, that's gross. I've only had Aunt Jemima.
Right. When I was a kid, I'd only had the corn syrup parading as maple syrup, up to that point. I'd never had anything else. So my expectation was this is what it's going to taste like on a pancake. And then I had maple syrup for the first time. I'm like, I don't like this. I don't want to eat this because it was different than what I'd had.
Raw milk is the same situation where it just doesn't seem right to people. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I had raw milk, we were getting milk for my son's formula. My wife wanted to make his formula out of raw milk, and that's what her little, breastfeeding thing said as far as, supplements. And I had it, and I was like, this is kind of thick. It just felt like, it was just sort of bigger to swallow. I don't really know how to describe it. It wasn't really thick, but big in a different way.
Was it her cult of earthy, crunchy, hippie mamas that suggested the raw milk?
I don't know where she got it, but I suspect it was something very similar to that. I mean, I don't know what the difference...
It is far superior to that store-bought, pasteurized, utter pus that they try to pass off as milk.
I know that the milk that she was giving my son from her breast was certainly raw milk, right?
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't raw cow's milk, but I can see why they would have chosen at that point, for whatever reason, to go with the raw milk. So, anyway, the number, 855-450-3733. You want to tell us about Listeria? 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or you can use the Discord line to discord.freetalklive.com. Download the app there, discord.freetalklive.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.